This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Jordan Knight is ready to hit the road with the New Kids on the Block.
Hello.
Hey, Jordan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm terrific, and we thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
This main event tour, this is, looking at this schedule, this is incredible. You guys don't get many days off between May 1st and the end of the tour, right?
We pack the shows in, that's for sure. Usually when we tour, we kind of tour over the summer. This time we're packing the shows in the early summer just so we can have the summer off, basically. So once we start, we just go hard. So that's what we do.
So you're playing Madison Square Garden. How do you feel about that?
Well, of course we feel like Boston is the center of the universe, but New York is such a big, incredible city, and so many historic things have happened at Madison Square Garden. For us to come to Madison Square Garden and to come to New York is always incredibly exciting. We always looked at New York as our second home, because when we first started out, you know, our label, CBS, which turned into Sony, was here. And we did, like, all our big videos, like our first big videos were, like, filmed on the streets of New York and Brooklyn. And so we really, we have a kinship to New York for sure.
But the New Kids aren't as new as they used to be. Is the physicality of a live performance catching up with you guys, or you have to take special steps to get ready?
I personally think that we're better performers now than we were. I think we dance better. I think when we were young, we were kind of, we were spastic. We had, like, too much energy, if you ask me. Now we have refined ourselves, and we're smarter. We put the show together better. We're more creative, and we've been rehearsing for a month before the tour, so that really gets us in shape.
Did you watch your brother on The Amazing Race, and what were your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I watched him. I mean, he's always wanted to do The Amazing Race, so it was just, you know, I know the backstory, so just seeing him on there was fun, really fun to watch. And Harley, his boyfriend, is just a great guy, and seeing them go on that journey together, it was just put a smile on my face. It's too bad he got knocked out early, but he did it. You know, it was cool to watch him on TV. And it's funny because we'll be walking down the street and people are like, Amazing Race, Amazing Race. Like, you know, they point at, like, it's such a big show. So it was good for him.
I'm sure you're going to be hearing Amazing Race stories on the tour bus, right?
No doubt about it. No doubt. And I'm sure he has a lot of stories. They put the people on the show, they get put through the ringer. Like, they put a lot of pressure on them. They kind of sleep deprive them. They make them go through so many hoops, and it's just amazing.
Any surprises on this tour?
When we tour, we always make sure we do all our hits. And we want a big part of the show is for people to, you know, live their you know, teenage years again, and we want to make sure that we represent, you know, all of our older songs and our older hits. We do that for sure. And the stage we have is like it will be in the middle of the arena, so everybody gets a really good view of the stage, and it's almost like we're not at the end of the arena and we're kind of like on display. It's like everybody's in the show together, and we're in the center. And we're putting together a great show. The lighting, the staging, the choreography, the hits. A few of us will be shirtless at different moments during the show. I mean, that's about it. And we have some great opening acts with TLC and Nelly, so we're stoked.
It sounds great. A lot of preparation goes into this, right? You just don't show up at an arena and go out and sing into a microphone.
No. It's very, very staged. We kind of like go into a show in preparation like a producer for like a Broadway show would think. You know, we want the lighting cues to be right. We want the pace of the show to be on, the rhythm of the show. So we really, you know, put a lot of thought into the song order and different gags that we can pull, and we have a lot of tricks up our sleeves when it comes to that, when it comes to staging.
And you mentioned you'll have your shirts off at different times, but will there be a time when you're all wearing Boston Strong t-shirts or something like that, an ode to your hometown?
We always represent Boston in our shows, and but we also like to, you know, when we're in different towns, we also like to wear the jerseys of that town. You know, sports teams of that town. So in the intro, we have a mention about Boston. So we always love to represent.
All right. Well, when we talked to your brother before the Amazing Race, he said he was looking forward to the tour. I thought it would be a real grind, but he was saying that you guys have learned over the years and now it's fun. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, it's always been fun, maybe almost sometimes too much fun. But now it's when we're on stage, like, we just soak it in, you know. We're just very grateful that we're still out there doing it, and that the fans are still coming. We just love to put smiles on people's faces and just really absorb that. I think we're just all more grateful, really.
All right, well, everyone should check out your website and find out when you're going to be in town, and you're going to be all over the United States from May 1st through the end of June into early July. Jordan Knight, we wish you and the New Kids on the Block all the best.
Thank you guys so much.
With Jordan Knight from New Kids, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How do you stand out? We'll share five ways. Just pick one.
First, dirty. Many people don't want to do the dirty work. Perhaps you thrive upon it. If you do, you'll stand out.
Second, difficult. When things get tough, people drop out. If you can stick with a task and do it well, you'll separate yourself from the crowd.
Third, dangerous. Most people aren't comfortable doing things they consider unsafe. Make a name for yourself by figuring out how to safely do these things.
Fourth, daring. A lot of people are very risk averse. Stand out by finding ways to manage the risk.
Fifth, designed. If you can customize solutions for the people you serve, you'll have your own niche.
Do what others won't for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What do you do when your child catches you in an intimate moment? I mean, it's amazing how children can sneak up on you. And have you noticed how children never knock on your bedroom door, especially when mom and dad are being affectionate? What to do? Here's the developmental science of it. First, when they interrupt, don't make a big deal out of it. Make it clear that mommy and daddy need privacy, and don't assume that your child will be traumatized. If you like, ask later what they saw and correct any strange notions like fighting or hurting another. So, what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, there is absolutely no reason in the world to be embarrassed. I mean, kids like to know that parents care for each other. And remember, a loving foundation in your child's life begins in your home. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.